Nat Metcalf here. Online at flyhawk.com, you can find the full range of their netball products, including hoodies, leggings, netballs, and so much more. There are even kit packages that suit everyone. They are available in UK sizes 4 to 24 and also in different lengths too. Plus, we can even send you a sample pack for a returnable fee to try some of the range. Get yours now.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, Sacha Corbin, Ewan Khedive, preparing for the World Cup representing Barbados.
I know, right? Crazy.
Definitely worth celebrating.
No, it definitely is. Like, it's our first World Cup and an opportunity to represent our roots. My dad is from Barbados, so he is the most, the proudest Bajan living in England right now. Honestly, he's like, the whole family's really, really proud for us to be able to wear the colours and represent. We're so happy.
You mentioned online that you're really humbled and definitely a dream come true as well. And
yeah,
the images that we saw, the pair of you, just, you could almost read what you were thinking behind those smiles. Really, really nice to see online.
Oh, thank you. No, we're just like you said, we are so, so humbled and just proud to be able to do this, to be able to give back, to be able to share knowledge, to be able to add value, hopefully. And, you know, fingers crossed we can improve the ranking. As you know, Barbados are ranked 14th in the world. They struggled quite a bit during, like, just past COVID, you know, really struggled with resources, being able to get together, being able to push forward. So I think this is a really, really exciting time to be a part of the team. They're so hungry, we're so wanting to improve. So yes, it's just a nice time, yeah, to be able to.
We know
to,
what you and Kadeen can bring to the court. What about the rest of the team? Maybe some of the other players as part of it, and what they're like, and have you started training just yet?
Yeah, so we've only had two sessions so far. but yeah, no, like, so we did come out in January. We actually came to Barbados to bury my grandma. We had just lost her in December of last year. So when we came, we wanted to stay fit. And we did do play with Barbados to stay fit for Super League, because as it was starting. And at the time, you know, I would have said that, you know, the standard was needing to improve quite a bit at that point. Obviously, it's been a lot of time since then. A whole season's been played, and out here a season's been played. And just the kind of turnaround of, like, how hard the girls have been working to see how they are today was amazing. It's amazing. The standard has definitely improved. There's still obviously lots of work to be done in a sense of where they want to be. But yeah, it's been great being involved and being able to give input. And it's only been, like I said, two sessions. So looking forward to see how far we can take it. Yeah.
For many, celebrating things like World Cup or Commonwealth Games, they'll be getting their first international call-up. So what was that like when you got your first call-up?
Yeah, well, to be honest, like, it's something that, like, all players that want to play at the highest level dream of. So to get a call-up, sometimes it's like a surreal moment. You almost feel like everything that you've been working towards has come basically to fruition. You know, you want to keep improving, because you want to put your best foot forward when you are actually going to be playing in the tournament. But literally the feeling would be just overwhelmed, pride, just, yeah, everything that goes with it. Some people, you know, obviously people cry. I have definitely cried before. So yeah, it's just a big moment.
You would have played at plenty of special venues around the world. Is there any in particular that stands out?
I feel like anytime you get to play in front of a crowd is super special, and wherever that is in the world, it is like a privilege to be able to do that. Some of the best places that I have played, I think New Zealand has been awesome, like, to play there. And then I would say, it's funny, like, Wembley Arena, to be honest, is not even where a Commonwealth Games has been played, but just to be able to play in such an iconic place, that's always kind of stayed with me in my heart. And also, like, just because, you know, it's London, that's where I was born and raised.
You're going to be in Group B alongside England, Malawi and Scotland.
Yes.
Plenty of fans in England will be now have a second or third team because of you and Kadeen.
It's been so nice just getting encouragement from English supporters, Caribbean supporters. It's been so nice to be recognised and to put Barbados kind of on the map in that way as well. I just love the netball family and just how everyone really supports one another. Definitely feel like we felt that. And I definitely think everyone's really ready for World Cup and just seeing what all the countries can do. So we just want to see how we can best put our knowledge and our experience to kind of the test and be able to give it to the girls as well.
Are you going to be bringing some of those moves that we saw you and Kadeen bring to the Sky coverage on court? We'll hope so.
Honestly, we're just going to bring our personalities and our experience to the court. And if anything else like that happens, then that's a bonus. But we just want to definitely enjoy the ride, give as much as we can, put our best foot forward with every single game and stay focused. That's the main thing.
And the opener itself, it's going to be against England.
Yeah.
Definitely one not to miss. Jeeves, last World Cup as well. So in closing, just maybe a word on her and what she like as a player on and off court.
Jeeva is an icon. She is an absolute legend of our game. I actually don't remember a time that Jeeva wasn't a part of anything international or anything netball. I just think she's an amazing human being, a formidable defender, someone, you know, if you think about the goalkeeper bib, you know, people are thinking about Jeeva Mentor. She's just literally everything. It's like, what can you even say about Jeeva? She's just amazing, but also just an incredible human being on and off the court. She takes people under her wing. I know she's been so much of like a big sister to many, and she's always so encouraging and supportive, and she wants to see people win. So I just think she's just amazing for our sport, what she's done. I even remember getting her autograph when I first went to watch England play many, many, many years ago. But it's just awesome to have been able to have played with her, alongside her. Amazing to see her do what she's done at this level. It's amazing.
And that'll be special for you as well. Maybe give all the teammates a little bit of an extra confidence, knowing that you've got such a strong person like her at the back.
Listen, she brings so much to our game. I mean, knowing that Jeeva is there, of course it gives confidence all the time. Always give confidence to any player, because you know that she's going to be that last line that's going to make it so difficult. So I think, yeah, what she's done for our sport is just, I mean, and people would dream to be in that position.
And the fact as well that she's managed to establish such a career playing abroad as well.
For Jeeva to have done that for so many years, I remember when she first went out there and how big of an achievement it is. But to stay there, to stay playing at that level, to stay killing it is something, as I said, that so many people could only dream of. So I think she's an amazing athlete. She works so hard for what she's achieved, and she deserves every accolade that she gets. She's awesome.
All the games are live on the Sky. Sasha, enjoy every single moment.
Thank you. And guys, make sure you're watching.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcast rail.